Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? I'm really excited. We have an amazing show today all the way from India, and it's with Srishti Jaiswal of the Alcon School, along with educator Sumedha Sodhi. So we will bring her on. My name is Gail Davis-Carter. I'm one of the Creators 2030 co-founders, and Srishti is one of our graduates soon to be of the Creators 2030 in India. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Ms. Srishti Jaiswal, the head of the show.
Namaste.
Hello, Srishti. How are you today, Srishti?
Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I am going to leave you to take over your show, and we're going to bring on Ms. Sumedha Sodhi.
Well, welcome to the show, Jan Pragya, Public Wisdom. People's voice is important and it needs to be heard, be it Generation X, Millennials, and my generation, Generation Z. In the second segment of this weekly show, Jan Pragya, I would like to talk about a significant topic, and that is quality education. Before moving on, I would like to introduce the guest speaker today, Ms. Sumedha Sodhi. She is a social science educator at Alcon International School, Delhi, India. She is also a GCED school coordinator working in collaboration with Global Citizenship Foundation, GCS. She is a certified global career counselor by the UCLA Extension, which is a continuing education institution within the prestigious University of California. She is passionate about engaging students in authentic activities. And today, we are going to talk about something similar. Education is something we should cherish and treasure. How often we do not realize where we would have been had we not been educated. For many, even now, it is a luxury to go to a school and to learn. Well, without any further ado, in conversation with Ms. Sumedha Sodhi, I'm going to find out how quality education has been impacted due to coronavirus situation. So, Ms. Sumedha Sodhi, what, according to you, is quality education?
Hello, Srishti. First of all, thank you for inviting me to your podcast. I'm really excited to talk about quality education, which is very close to both of our hearts. So according to me, education liberates the intellect, unlocks the imagination, and it is fundamental for the self-respect. It is the key to prosperity and opens a world of opportunities, making it possible for each of us to contribute to a progressive and a healthy society. And each of one of us benefits from this learning, and we should be able to bear the fruits of this quality life. That is what quality education means to me.
Wow. Well, it truly prepares the child for life and not just for testing, I believe. It would be interesting to know from you, what measures are being taken in real life and even at your school to ensure that quality education is being provided completely?
Yeah, surely. So during the pandemic, there was an abrupt move from classroom to remote learning to the online learning. As the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic interrupted the learning, especially if you see the learning of the children in low-income areas around the world had a deep impact. So the families who lack the financial means to afford the devices or maybe the internet access, they were immediately at disadvantage. And the pandemic's impact on education has been colossal, we can say. Because as per the data which is being gathered by UNESCO, over 1.5 billion learners in 165 countries are affected by COVID-19 school closures. But despite all these challenges of limited internet access, electricity, computers, countries are keeping learning actively through various remote learning methods. Whether it was mass communication, things like radio, television programs, whether it was online education through different learning management systems like Microsoft Teams, Zoom, Schoology. So every country has taken some or the other measure to keep the learning going and ensured that even though there were challenges of the digital divide, but teachers were trained to provide the education to students on different apps and technology tools they were needing at that time, because the situation was like that. The education should not suffer due to any challenge or any pandemic situation. So providing the clear expectations to parents, to the community, to the students, taking the time for planning, establishing the daily schedules with the staff members, with the teachers, with the students. The learning went on and it provided a robust and quality education to the students' challenges. Thank you.
Well said. Never before have so many children been out of school at the same time, disrupting learning and upending lives due to this coronavirus. So tell us more about the pedagogical method and approach that you specifically use to overcome and tackle various obstructions during such unprecedented times.
So I would like to say that a few steps that I have taken as a teacher was ensuring that each and every child was part of the remote learning. So first, I tried to tackle the challenges of technology by talking to children, their families, and providing them devices through school, through community. Some parents who were on the upper side, they donated the devices to the children so that education must continue. Secondly, the parents and the students were oriented about the kind of technology the school is going to adopt, the type of LMS system that was adopted. The training sessions were conducted for the parents, for the students, for the staff. Lot of planning has been implemented to give the real life experiences to the students, even in the remote learning atmosphere. Daily schedules were prepared and sent to the parents. In our school, we have a system of sharing the weekly schedules with the parents and the families to let them know what the learner is going to learn. So within a day, all those plans, within overnight, they were converted into the virtual weekly plans, which were shared by the parent, that what their child is going to learn in the online class on a particular day. Then adopting the independent learning techniques so that the students are learning in both the ways, in the synchronous atmosphere also, and in the asynchronous atmosphere also. Choosing the right tools and the digital platforms as per the learning outcomes which were designed. So being a social science teacher, I try to incorporate a lot of digital technology into my pedagogy, like Wakelet, Bunsie, Nearpod, Seesaw, Flipgrid, because I wanted my learners to engage in the learning process, and I wanted to see them participating in the active learning process. So this is how I adopted technology as a means to engage my learners into the active learning even during the remote learning atmosphere.
Well, it is inspiring and quite motivating to know that educator like you never stop becoming a learner for their students. And it never ends. When I come to the achievements of Ms. Sumaira Sodhi, she is a recipient of Global Teacher Award 2020, Asian Educator Awards 2020, and so much more. She even has her own podcast. So what encouraged you, what inspired you to take such steps and to overcome such obstructions?
Okay, so thank you for asking that. That is very close to my heart. You are actually asking me to reflect back the journey which began 9 months ago, or maybe almost a year ago in the month of March, when lockdown was announced and suddenly overnight we were asked to move online. So as an educator, my aim was to engage my learners, to make them feel comfortable, to keep them motivated to learn, even though we were not able to see each other face to face. So physically we were distanced, but emotionally I want to get connected with my learners. So that this is what inspired me to become a learner myself first. So I put into the shoes of my children and I started exploring that what will make my learner to be ready to learn in a new normal situation. So I started attending lot of webinars and lot of training sessions which were happening around the world. Since I am very active on Twitter, I got to know about so many technology tools which the educators around the world were using. Like just now I have named, I took training sessions for Wakelet, I took training sessions for Bunsee, for Nearpod, for Seesaw, for Flipgrid, for Edpuzzle. My main motive was to understand that how I can engage my learners in the remote learning atmosphere. So first, I learned those tools myself. Then I applied those technology into my social science teaching. And once I enjoyed learning those tools and applying those tools, I had the data with me that how my learners were enjoying the social science remote learning classes. I started sharing my experiences by taking webinars for the teacher community around the world. And I conducted a lot of training sessions, almost around 100 plus sessions I have taken in the last 1 year, and trained around more than 50,000 teachers on how they can incorporate technology and they can make their remote learning engaging and fun for the learners. So this journey was so incredible that I did not realize that I was making an impact, not only my students, but also on the community. And this has helped me to become a better learner, a lifelong learner. And I was able to connect the hand, heart, and mind of my learners and all the stakeholders. And I think this is why I was able to apply for so many awards that I have won that you have just mentioned. This award, the credit of these award goes to my learners and my parents and my mentors in the school, who always motivated me, empowered me, guided me to do better, to provide student learning outcomes in a way that learning should not become a burden for them. And this has all happened in the last 1 year.
Wow. I'm sure that you're not just an inspiration for your colleagues, but for so many people around the world. And it is very true that I think that we all are learners for life. Well, I think that quality education is not just limited to our textbooks, but it is just so much more than that. It is inclusive of how we get to school, to not just learn, but understand and visualize concepts, to understand each other, empathize with each other, and to actually relate with the real world on a smaller platform. What do you think about this, Ms. Sumedha?
Yeah, surely, Srishti, you very rightly said that the most effective means of achieving the quality education is being a teacher or an educator who is able to make the global citizens. Rather than focusing on the academic success, we have to build the lifelong learners. We have to build such children who are very good in the 21st century skills of communication, collaboration, digital citizenship. So this will not happen overnight. Everyone has to play a role in improving this quality education to meet the ambitions which were set in Agenda 2030. So whether it is government or teachers or schools, everyone has to play an important role along with the parents and students themselves. And the process will start by pointing out the gaps in high quality and equitable education. This huge gap has created a learning crisis in the global education system. which in turn is widening the social gaps also. And to fill in this gap, there is an urgent need of a strong education system. The rapid changes which we are experiencing these days in our societies are having a substantial impact on the likelihood that our children will find a satisfying path when they were entered into the future. Our life expectancies are rising dramatically. Rather than pinpointing the single role that the children are going to play in the future, we have to prepare them for a series of roles that have to be played by them. More so than we have to be so far being used to, we have to adopt such techniques to make them experience, to make them, to give them the competency-based education, to give them the experiential-based education, prepare them to face the future pandemics which are going to occur.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, men are mortal, so are ideas. So here I'm going to quote Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, who was also the founding fathers of Indian Constitution. Men are mortal, so are ideas. An idea needs propagation as much as a plant needs watering. Otherwise, both will wither and die. And similarly, education is very important for the propagation of that idea. And Ms. Sumedha Sori, as an educator, you have been able to provide that to the students and to the learners in a very well manner. It is inspiring. A good quality education is truly one that provides all learners with capabilities they require to become economically productive, develop sustainable livelihoods, like you mentioned. So I feel that you have been involved in many global projects like Climate Action Project, SDGs Project. So can you please explain it in a better manner that how quality education is intrinsically linked to various SDGs?
Yeah, sure, definitely. So SDG 4 is said to be the linchpin of all the other SDG goals. And it is very rightly said that all these goals, 17 goals, they are solely related to quality education. Because whether we talk about gender equality, or we talk about no poverty, or we talk about good health and well-being, all these goals are interrelated to providing a good quality education to the learners. And achieving these inclusive and quality education for all reaffirms the belief that education is one of the most powerful and proven vehicle for the sustainable development. This is the goal which ensures that all girls and boys should have the access to free education. It should be able to provide equal access to affordable vocational training and to eliminate the gender and wealth disparities with the aim of achieving universal access to a quality higher education. Quality education is one of the 17 SDG goals, but it is an integrated approach which is crucial for the progress across the multiple goals. And as you have rightly mentioned, that after participating in these global projects like Climate Action Project, the Goals Project by Jennifer Williams and Coen Primers, and also participating in the DITSIT Impact Project by Ms. Maria Lice from the DITSIT Institute, USA, I realized that how important it is to extend the learning beyond the classroom walls. What is given in the textbook, it can be read by the learner themselves also. They can read it and they can write in the exam. But as an educator, how I am preparing them to face the future of the challenges which are going to come in front of them in the future, how I am nurturing them as a digital citizen, how I am making them ready to face the climate challenges which they are going to face. So these kind of projects are very, very important, which is to be incorporated in the education system, whether we have to incorporate the SDGs into curriculum or the project-based learning. Everything is related to one or the other goal that the Agenda 2030 speaks about.
So what I gather from what you said is that we need to have an integrated approach, and it can be achieved by quality education. And I truly agree with what you have to say about equity in education. So I think we can conclude this by saying education is the most powerful tool which you can use to change the world. Well, education advocates responsibilities, communities, and nations into a system and supports development of the whole child. So before going off, do you have any suggestions what can be done to achieve quality education in its truest sense on global platform and local platform?
Yeah, definitely. So first, I would like to talk about the local platform. In India, we have been in the process of implementing a new education policy, and it has been successfully implemented in 2020, which is called New Education Policy for India. It is going to bring a paradigm shift from the quantity to quality in the Indian education system. Because this new policy ensures to cover a wide ambit from the early childhood to higher education, to professional education, to vocational education, to teacher education and training of the professionals. It is based on the ground reality of our country's scenario, and it puts more emphasis on the creativity and innovation, as well as the personality development of the students, rather than expecting them to score high and memorize the content without getting a basic grasp of the concepts which are being written in the textbook. So moving away from this role learning and memorizing to just score marks in your academic test during exams, we are going to make a shift to understanding of the concepts. So schools will have to adopt this new policy by adopting to the top-down approach of shifting from just merely the covering of the syllabus to defining the learning goals, to curate the classroom instructions through innovative pedagogy. And we have to link the assessment to the SDGs. Educators must look at integrating subjects, streams, and technology to create a holistic learning experience for students, along with the components of digital literacy, scientific temper, and computational thinking. So taking these way forward, our country is ready to step into the new education system. And talking on the global level, so many measures have been taken and technology has come to the rescue of all the challenges which the educators around the world were facing. So technology is first thing which has to be incorporated into education, whichever country the educators are engaged in, and to bridge the digital divide which has been created due to this pandemic situation, we also have to think of how to cope up with those digital divides by taking into such communication means which is in the reach of everyone. So we have to move from the traditional teaching system to a hybrid learning so that the gaps which have been created, we have to maintain a digital equity and prepare our lesson plans and instructions and pedagogy in such a way that now the new future of education and new future of schools have to be foreseen, and the planning has to be done accordingly to meet the learners of the future, to meet their demands, to give them the skills which they are going to be requiring in the next future years, so that they are ready to face any such kind of pandemic situation and they don't have to struggle like the educators are struggling these days to cope up with the challenges which have been set, been brought to them in front of them by the pandemic situation. So this is what I would like to say. Thank you, Srishti.
Wow. Well, you correctly said that an education that is inclusive and structured to realize the potential of each and every child, regardless of their location or economic status, is truly a quality education. and we need to adopt digital equity and accommodate as per the changing needs of a society. Quality education is truly a major solution to greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. And so I am reminded of the beautiful words of Benjamin Franklin, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. With this, we come to the end of the second segment of Janslakyan. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Srishti, for inviting me for your podcast channel. Really enjoyed talking to you on the topic of quality education.
And yes,
thank you so much, ma'am. It was a pleasure to have you.
And Ms. Sodhi, thank you so much for being a part of Srishti's new podcast. We have so many things planned with Srishti and the direction that she wants to take her podcast in soon. And you will find out much more. She's going to have more educators like Ms. Sodhi, who has given us such excellent information. Ms. Sodhi, before you leave, is it possible that we can ask you one last question?
Yeah, definitely, ma'am.
Ma'am, I'd like to ask you, Ms. Sodhi, in your opinion, how can educators from all over the world best come together with students and parents, like really literally collaborating, not competing, but collaborating to get together to really, navigate the complexities and the challenges that school systems around the world are facing? What are some of your thoughts on that, Ms. Sodhi?
Yeah, thank you, ma'am, for asking this question. I would like to say that teachers are worried about preparing their lesson plans, how to combat the challenges of remote learning and helping students getting ready for the assessment, meeting the benchmarks, fulfilling the administrative duties. But the key to all these challenges is building up a community of like-minded people who are ready to focus on the challenges and train each other. And the simple but effective way is to conduct meetings with the stakeholders at least once a week or once in a month. And these meetings are going to tell us that what are the different challenges which the educators and the students are facing around the world. And maybe we can share our ideas with each other and work together toward a shared goal, that is the goal of quality education. And educators around the world are already aware of what are the problems being faced by the students or by the parents, by the community. So we can share with each other and it will be a great way to keep the classroom also connected, the teachers also connected. And it will work as an incentive to behave, to create a shared goal of the quality education around the world. So this is what I would like to suggest.
Thank you so very much, both of you. And if you would just stay on just a moment in our green room as we end the episode, it would be great. Thank you, everyone, and we were so glad to have you listen to the amazing Ms. Sumedha. I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Ms. Sodhi. Sumedha Sodhi and Srishti Jaiswal.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me. It was a great experience for